Nordlid is back with a new experiment and with our first trailer. We are planning a three-part mini-series on post-critique and Scandinavian literature. And our guests in the next three podcasts are prominent theorists, philosopher Turil Moy and literary critic Rita Felski, as well as their promoter and interlocutor, Norwegian literary critic Kjersti Bale. Something else is new. Some of you who have heard our last podcast know already that Cecilia Falkman has joined us as technical support and organizational support. She is here today, and we take the opportunity to introduce her a little bit more. But we have another voice who has been in the background so far, Zoe Pfaff, who is responsible for our blog Experiment Geisteswissenschaft. And has been posting avidly the podcasts on that platform. Welcome, Cecilia and Zoe. And maybe you want to introduce yourselves before we introduce our new series.
Well, I can start. I have made a short introduction already in the podcast with Tone Selbu, which, however, wasn't my premier podcast in the Nordlit series. I was also part in a other student experiment, you could say, since the podcast was also connected to a course that was run a year ago. So yeah, I've been present in the background for some time though. So you are the true long runner, I would say. But I'm from Sweden. So two of the coming podcasts will be in English and one in, well, mostly Norway, but since I will be there, there will be some Swedish as well. So it will be a Scandinavian episode. And yes, so would you like to introduce yourself a little more since you've been with the podcast for so long?
Yeah, my name is Zoe Pfaff and I've been studying at the Department of Northern European Studies here in Berlin already since 2019. I'm now in my master's, and I've also been a student's assistant for Stephanie already since 2020. And I was there when we started doing the podcast but together with Alva, but I've also always been in the background a bit. And as you both said, been posting them on our website. I've also been listening to them quite a lot. And now I'm excited to be here to take part in it for the first time.
Stephanie, I have to ask, or ask you and Zoe rather, since I'm the newest voice or the newest one to the group, how did this post-critique series come about? Because I know you've been planning it for a very long time.
I'm really trying to remember when it all started. You mentioned already that I've been trying to combine podcasting and teaching for a longer time. And I've had several experiments with using the podcast in class, making podcasts in class. That was the experiment you participated in, Cecilia. And about a good year ago, I think, like winter 21-22, I started thinking about, I'm so enthused with the writings of Turil Moy and Rita Felski, and we've been talking about so much in different classes and in the department, that I thought it would be wonderful to actually talk to them in person and have them in the podcast. It was one of those more distant dreams, actually. And then I thought, it never hurts to ask. At the same time, I thought it might be nice to not just have that experience for myself, although it was a very selfish thought at first, but to make it available to students as well. And suddenly I thought, maybe we can turn things around and not use podcasts in class, but prepare podcasts in class, prepare the content for podcasts in class. And then I started talking to Alva, shall we try and do that? And then we, again, like in the beginning of our very first podcast, we thought it can't hurt to write to these people and outline our plan and see if they are on board. And true enough, both Turil Moy and Rita Felski answered yes right away. So did Kjersti Bale, who is, as we will learn, the scholar who has introduced the two approaches, Torill Moyes and Rita Felski's, to a Scandinavian audience. So all of a sudden, I had a class planned and three podcasts at the end, and then I just had to pull through. It was at first an unfortunate coincidence that as soon as we had that under the belt and we knew we could do that, Alva had to quit. Fortunately, Cecilia and Zoe, both of you stepped in and said, yes, we do it together. And you also participated in the class, which we might talk a little bit more about now, because I'm actually curious. I mean, what we did is to actually use the traditional Nordlit format to ask our guests to send one or two articles, more theoretical articles that they themselves had written, and suggest one or two literary works that we could talk about. And that was actually what we used as class reading then. Not much more. We added a little bit here and there to make things a bit clearer, but that was our class reading. And then we just sat there, like I always sit there, and you, Cecilia, now as well, with readings that somebody else had assigned, and try to make sense of it.
Well, I can directly say that I'm very grateful for this class that we've had as preparation, because post-critique was still something very new to me, and it is a difficult subject or a theme to grasp, and I was a little at lost in the beginning. And I can also add that being here as a student perspective, so to say, it's both humbling and exciting to be here with such clever minds and hear you talk, Stephanie, with these exciting people. So having some preparation was just was great. Yeah, and it's also been fun to discuss these texts in group, and then having the opportunity to talk to the actual authors. What do you say, Zoe?
Yeah, for me, it was the same. The whole concept of post-critique was very new to me and a bit challenging in the beginning to grasp it. But as you said, the prospect of having the theorists themselves here on the podcast, that was quite promising, since I couldn't really grasp the theory by the first or second reading of the text. But after discussing it and now looking forward to the podcast with them, it was quite okay. I can have questions and I can also ask them then here in the podcast myself. And that was quite nice to think of.
It is nice how you're saying that at first you couldn't quite grasp, and at the first and second reading, I can only say you were in very good company. I hope that I'm good company, but when I read theoretical texts, I rarely understand everything or sometimes anything at the first reading. And I wouldn't say that I know exactly what post-critique is, and especially how to actually use it in my work. So I'm not surprised that you didn't know it in the beginning. I wouldn't be surprised if you don't know it now either. But I'm very excited about your perspective. And I actually had the feeling in our class that we all struggled with something. Like, we all felt we had somehow gotten an assignment that we didn't know if we could accomplish. That's a feeling I had in the class discussions. And I sometimes have that when I assign things myself. But this time it was even more so, because kind of the readings came from halfway outside of my realm. And that was a very exciting experience for me. And it changed the usual class discussions quite a bit for me. And I don't know how you've, if you noticed that kind of difference.
I'm rather thinking of the different perspectives that we as student, and you, Stephanie, as professor, brought with us, that you, of course, have a more historical perspective and know how these theories have developed in an other way. Though I think in the podcasts, yeah, I think our guest will lead us through this in a very nice way, or I know this since one of the podcasts have already been made, the one with Rita Felski, and that one went very well. I don't want to scare away our listeners here and by saying that this is super complicated, because it's also just a smorgasbord of wonderful ideas that we will get to know. And I don't feel uncomfortable saying I'm still not able to really say what post-critique is and what it means, but it's a process. And I think the seminar, not the least, have led us through the beginning of this process in a nice way.
I really enjoy how you say post-critique is a process. I think of my work as a continuous process. And I like how we now continue the process we had in class into the podcast. And that gives me also the opportunity to say that we were doing something else quite special and unusual in this podcast. Our class had a few participants, 7 people, 6 students and me. And some of them at least will be present listening to the recording when we do it and will have the opportunity to come in with questions and contributions to the discussion as well. And we have never done that before either. And I'm very excited about kind of continuing the class, dragging it into the podcast itself and see how that goes. I like mixing and matching forms and formats. So this is why I say this is another experiment that we're doing and that we're hoping our listeners have great joy in as well, seeing different perspectives coming together here in Nordlit. And I'm very happy and proud to be able to combine all that.
I can do a little shout out to the episode that you made with Alva, Stephanie, because there you talk about the background to the Nordlit podcast and also about this research teaching, how they can blend together. And this post-critique series is definitely a very good example of that, how things can merge in an exciting way.
So I hope that our listeners have gotten their appetites whetted and are looking forward to what is to come. Rita Felski in the next podcast, Turil Moy in the one after that, and Kjersti Bale in the third one of our mini-series on post-critique.